So what's the temperature up on the roof?
86.
Yeah, it's 82, I think, really. But, okay. I mean, hey, 86, 82.
Sure. Let's all go out on the roof and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Put on our flannels and go on out there and do that.
Yeah, just watch a little traffic.
Yep. So now we're gonna be vetted for friendliest town in U.S. America.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wednesday through
that's
Sunday.
Right. And they better choose us, by golly.
That's right. Or I will find you.
I'm going to kick some tail.
So Sokol reminded me I'm not a resident of College Station and asked that I stay away.
You can't blame the guy for trying.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. So we hope that you're nice to Jen and Jerry or whoever they are.
I love their ice
cream. What are their names? Well, she says it in the other story.
She does?
Yeah. Not in the one that you ran, but earlier.
I see. Right.
Yeah.
That click
it's a little sound bite
here.
There.
That button and then scroll down so Scott can have his audio.
We got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer.
There you go. Bob and Jen.
Oh, sure. That's their real names, too.
Now, here's my problem, okay? What happens if they have a bad day?
Yeah. Yeah, what happens if the AC goes out in their hotel room?
Yeah, well, no. Or they're just not having a good day.
Just in general.
Right, that we don't have control over. What if they come in and they're in a mood?
A mood.
What if they're pills that day? We can be just as nice as we want, and we're liable to get graded down and loose to Frisco. Hello?
Howdy, damn it. How's that for friendly?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You kick the door in.
But again, I mean, we need to make sure that we don't end up being victimized because they're not having a good day.
I think that's just when you sit down with them at breakfast going, I want you to know something, you little so-and-so. That's about the friendliest dadgum city you're ever going to be in.
Right.
I don't know what kind of moods you woke up in this morning, but you better put your happy pants on before you start talking to people around here.
Yeah, you better get happy.
You can get happy in the same clothes you got mad in.
That's right. There you go.
That's right.
Yep. There you go.
And you ever heard our phrase, Highway 6 runs both ways?
That's right. Yeah. You can run either direction you want.
If you
don't want to think we're friendly. Yeah. We are friendly.
Yeah. Remember it.
Yeah. You better eat all them eggs. I'm paying for them.
Yeah. So we just try. If they're listening to College Station, they're shaking their heads.
Yeah, their heads are down on the desk going, we have no chance.
Oh, my God. They're saying, did those guys stream their show? Could somebody be listening?
They've already established that somebody in Michigan's listening, so I can only imagine how many people at Rand McNally is. Oh, well, let's check out the radio stations.
Bob and Jen said, there's this neat app called RadioAguland.com.
Right,
we can listen to... Oh, that's where we're going next. Okay.
Yeah,
that'll be fine.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well.
Yeah, see how that
so works. Much for our key to the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we were right there.
We were just on the
cusp.
Or manhole cover, whichever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, after having faced the
fears... With any luck, they'll name a wastewater plant after us.
Yeah. After having faced the fears of $5 a gallon gas... There's good news at the gas pumps.
Yes.
The average price of a gallon of gas now, $3.47 nationally, and could fall to $3 or less by the fall. What are we paying now?
I paid $3.19 yesterday.
Okay. I was going to say, it depends on where you buy. Name brand stuff's about $3.29.
Okay.
This was Shell. I mean,
Average...
Depends on where you buy. It's cheaper in Bryan than it is in College Station, seem very friendly.
Well, this is the Shell across from the courthouse downtown at Bryan Parkway and Texas.
They're not buying advertising. I don't know why I'm going that far with it.
But, well, I just tell people where to save money.
You mean down there across from the Dairy Queen?
Uh-huh.
and there by the health department where they have the farmer's market on Saturday morning?
That'd be the place.
That is?
Yeah.
Hey, so make sure.
Call us now if you got something you want to sell. 695-1620.
That's right. Well, anyway.
I bought my tamales there. So
it's already averaging $3.06 a gallon in South Carolina.
Now, wow.
What's kind of... I mean,
I buy my tamales where I buy my shrimp.
Not where you buy your gas.
No.
Do you get shrimp tamales?
No, well, if you're lucky before they run out.
Yeah. Gas prices have fallen 11 straight weeks. Now, what's really interesting is what a bunch of suckers we are. I mean, because think about this. We're to the point where we are excited about the gas getting to be $3.
Well, it's conditioning. It's taken us
right.
5 years to get here, but we are being conditioned.
Oil companies raised the prices really dramatically, and they did that for a long time, so that now we think $3 is a really, 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 really good deal.
So if you think you'll ever see gas below $2.50 a gallon, yeah. you're fooling yourself.
Crude oil prices are already...
Unless it happens just on election day and then stops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when it'll happen.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Crude oil prices are already $13 lower than they were in February when the prices were starting to go up. The last time the cost of oil was this low, the price of oil right now, the last time oil was this price, gas was between $2.50 and $2.75. And
here I rest we are, my case.
Right, here we are celebrating that it's at $3.26. Now, granted, a lot of us have got money in the stock market, in investments in oil.
In so, big oil,
yeah,
big evil oil.
Right. So it's not like
where they
we
grind
don't,
up children they, to make gasoline.
They do, and little pink elephants also.
Don't
Hello.
Forget puppies.
Yep.
Yes, how can you expect College Station to be the friendliest town? What? We still have George Bush to live down.
You know, you're right. Every day we wake up. Oh, man. God. How could we have no chance?
That's right. We need anyway. To name that street after a cow again.
That's what I'm...
That's a cow again.
Is that what we're going to call it? Cowigan Street?
Cowigan. Yeah. I thought we'd just go back street. To Jersey.
Yeah. Rename it Heifer.
No, not Heifer. I
That's
grew
derogatory.
Up, I grew up on a street named after sheep. So there you go. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Does nothing to dispel any stereotypes associated with Texas A&M, but sure.
Yikes.
What was the name of the street?
Mass.
You? What?
Suffolk.
Oh.
Suffolk. Yeah. That's right over there by where they used to burn the bonfire.
No, I remember where Suffolk. Yeah.
You remember?
I didn't
it's
know
still
it was,
there. Yeah. Anyway. General Motors has issued two safety recalls. You might want to pay attention to these. This is a little more than your windshield wiper
blade. One slight inconvenience is that your steering wheel may pop off at 75 miles an hour.
Actually, according to the New York Times, owners will receive less... Oh, no, but wait. No.
And you'll go, wee.
It's June 25th, okay?
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Okay. According to the New York Times, owners will receive letters by mid-July.
Oh, good.
Explaining the issues. One recall affects 475,000 vehicles that may have parts that cause fires in the engine compartment.
Oh, that's almost as good as the steering wheel coming off.
That's what I'm saying. The other affects 61,000 cruises that could have a problem with welds in the rear of the vehicle. But, I mean, that whole thing about your engine compartment may catch on fire. Could you email me that, maybe? Could you maybe let me know before mid-July if I've got one of those? You know, I'd kind of like to know. But, you know.
Well, I just saw this morning that they've added a third shift at the Arlington plant. That's how.
Yes.
You know what they make up there? They make them gas guzzlers.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Making Tahoes and Suburbans.
We're Texans. We are thrilled to death that gas is approaching $3 a gallon.
That's right.
We are ready to go burn it. We're going to go burn it. All right. Let's see.
We all need to take a breath here.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We're getting testosterone Texas here.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryant has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryant, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99, and the $5 Classic Burger Meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryant, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud, Bud Light, and the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebrityspa.net.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles, rosters, the stats from last year. You name it, we've got it. Spend time with your Aggies on AggieAthletics.com. Get the latest on tickets, TV schedules when they become available, and game times upon release. Your official site for Texas A&M Athletics all year long. AggieAthletics.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. About 10 minutes till. I just hope Bob and Jen have a good day. I
mean, that's right.
I'm concerned that we don't have control of that.
They don't get there and try to flip that waffle, and it just opens up and spills everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. Heaven forbid there's an omelet station there, and I told you I didn't want mushrooms in my omelet.
That's right. For everything it is and everything that it does, the iPad is pretty cost-effective slab of consumer hardware. Of course, like any other piece of electronics, it needs a constant flow of electricity to keep it going, and all those chargers and recharges can add up to quite the utility bill, or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah, I heard or not.
Yeah. According to a study, iPad users who fully charge their tablets every other day consume an average of less than 1 kilowatt hour of energy a month. That comes to $1.36.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That's not bad. For what it does for you?
$1.36 a month?
No, per year.
A year. Yeah, that's what Rush was saying.
You said a month at first. So
yeah.
That's even better.
Not bad at all. So there we go. And let's see what else we got going on here. Florida real estate agent checking a vacant rental house. Discovered a large collection of stolen property, including loaded AK-47, pistols, drugs, bicycles. Discoverer also found some prescription drugs there. Also they found in the rental house a blue motor scooter, a gas generator, a deep fryer, stereo system, surround sound speakers, vehicle engine, automobile tires. Okay, then it says here, the real estate agent has changed the locks on the door. Okay, like that's going to stop them? They got loaded guns in there? Oh, let me just change the locks on the door.
But we'll never get in now.
I'll just go get a go spend $37 at Home Depot and get a lock, and everything will be just fine.
I guess the ruse is over. Yeah. It's fun while it lasted.
You know, discretion.
Back to an honest living for us.
That's right. Discretion is never a bad idea when breaking the law. Guy walking down a Michigan street last week with a bandana covering his face because of a recent bank robbery in the area, police stopped him. Ask him if they should know something. He said, well...
Takes a big dog to weigh 100 pounds. Now you know something.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Lee.
Okay. That's something you heard over the weekend you wanted to share?
Yeah. No, okay. No. I heard that a long time ago.
I understand.
Well, it's just one of those... That was an answer to that empty question of, hey, man, hey, what you know good?
I got you.
Takes a big dog, weigh 100 pounds.
There you go. Anyway. So they ask if he had anything that they should
I said,
know
Tom,
about.
Somebody will stop me at a grocery store in 2 days and say, what was that that Chase said the other day? And I said, I don't remember.
Well, just say to him.
That mean not have to listen to him.
Just say to him there's a 10% chance of anything that could happen.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price Bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain Program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 25th of June. You know, I guess you've probably noticed that.
I love this part.
Yeah. But no, we're...
Excuse me. Happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Yeah. We're about a week and a day away from the big old Elizabeth Lutheran Church July 3rd celebration.
That's right. Oh, and that's always a big
and
day.
3rd of July. I got the stuff right here today. I'm just telling
you. Did you get your hat already?
No. I haven't got a hat yet.
Oh, God.
But I mean...
I'll tell you what, if I don't get a hat, I'm going to have a bone to pick with those Lutherans.
I'm going to have a bone to pick with the Lutherans. That's the other thing Chase said.
I'm just telling you, we got deals.
I'm going to nail my 95 theses to their door and see how they like it. So.
I'm just telling you, we got deals from the Zip in there, from Big Pop's Diner.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, that's the catfish kitchen. Place, isn't it?
Cat's Kitchen.
Okay.
And Super Donuts and the Longhorn Bar and Grill and Johnson Shell. And ELC celebrations and just...
Is this all for us or we got to give it away?
No, we got to give it away.
Next thing you know, I mean, this is growing so much, we're going to eventually end up with season tickets to Hornet football.
I hope so. If you'll recall, this is something I think 3 years ago, maybe longer ago.
It's probably been more like 10.
Probably so that we did a most... what was a most...
Most expenses paid. Yeah. We got them a rental car. Yeah. But they had to put the gas in it. They didn't because we had the vouchers or the gift
certificate
to the
gas.
That's
right.
The only thing they had to do was actually return the car.
Yeah. And I guess they did, but you know, we weren't asked to do it again, so I'm not sure.
No.
So you know how old ladies can get over food samples at Walmart, right?
Nah, how old can they get? I misinterpreted the question there.
I mean, do you know how those old ladies
I see.
All right.
Well, that's what happens when you don't clarify with your grammar.
Right.
That's right.
Two of them got in a fight over a cutting board.
What?
Yep, one of them ended up stuck in a fruit cooler.
Good grief, she lost.
Golly, there's a country song. Stuck in a fruit cooler.
Best part was how the local TV station did such a lame job of covering this thing.
Well, now, obviously, this is a small market if it warranted television coverage.
Well, they had surveillance footage of these two old women as a matter of fact.
Oh, grand.
And there's not much to see. One woman comes up and grabs the cutting board from the other. Then the other one chases her and grabs the cutting board and pushes her into one of those big island coolers.
But now wait a second.
Where they keep things like veggies and cheese and meats.
But wait, I mean, that sounds like two employees because, I mean, customers would not be grappling over the cutting board.
Well,
they would want the product, I would think.
I'm just saying.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, she couldn't get out of the cooler. An employee had to come over and help her.
Yeah.
Apparently there's
first verse of the song right there.
Yeah.
Apparently there is friction between the women. They have a history. Police arrested 63-year-old Dorothy Kemp, who when asked about it said, "I don't know nothing about anything that happened. I don't know nothing about anything that happened."
Or birth and babies.
So Dorothy and whoever this other lady is apparently have not gotten along for quite a while, and this is just the latest in the issues that they've had. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
At the anniversary of that little bighorn thing, you know, remember that?
Oh, a sitting bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had this thing called a Gatling gun, but George Custer said, "I don't need no stinking Gatling gun."
Well, he needed a haircut, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's
might
true.
Have been different. You can tell why he graduated last in his class at West Point. It's the 61st anniversary of the first color telecast set by CBS to 5 East Coast cities. Nobody owned a color TV at the time, but, you know. Things said they did it. And in 1950, war broke out in the Korean Peninsula. Mm. That's right, 1950.
The Forgotten War.
Yeah, if that hadn't happened, we wouldn't have MASH. And
or Kim Jong-il.
That's right.
Oh, wait, we don't have him anymore.
No, we don't. And in 1997, an unmanned cargo ship crashed into the MERR space station. Knocking out half the power. Yeah. You got a minute.
Gavin McLeod was never the same.
Movies over the weekend. A Brave gets a hero, or rather a heroine's welcome. Brave opened number one this weekend at the box.